Hello folks, I am Vincent, this is Nerd One, and in today's episode we're going to be talking about Secret Invasion. Oh, not the show, we're talking about the comic book. So sit down, buckle up, let's educate you. So, to understand the significance of the Secret Invasion, we need to go back to its origins. In 2008, Marvel Comics unleashed this massive crossover event spanning almost all their titles and their characters. The story basically revolves around the infiltration of Earth by shape-shifting aliens known as Skrulls. And it was smart how they did it, because Skrulls have existed in Marvel for a while now. It's something that they've been slowly leading up to this, and the first hint of that, heroes were being replaced by Skrulls was when I forget which Avengers comic, but Elektra, is wounded, eventually dies from the wound, and turns back into a Skrull, where, Tony Stark takes her back to Avengers Tower, and him and Reed Richards are discussing, like, hey, what happened? What is going on? And it's slowly revealed that this has been going on for years and years, to the point where some Skrulls that replaced heroes don't even remember that they're Skrulls. There's, I forget the hero's name, it was in the West Coast Avengers where, he can basically, it's like some sort of X-ray kind of technology he has, he can kind of see what is hidden, if that makes sense. And he notices one of the people on his team is a Skrull, and he points this out, and the guy is freaking out saying, no, I'm not, I'm, this guy. He's like, no, dude, you're a Skrull. And he realizes, oh, crap, I am a Skrull. So it just kind of shows how long they've been embedded to the point where they forgot that they were there. And, one of the key aspects of the Secret Invasion comic, the whole crossover, so impactful was the ability to subvert expectations. Characters previously thought trustworthy were revealed to be Skrull imposters, leading to a sense of paranoia and mistrust amongst really heroes and villains alike. And, even like myself, reading these comics, it was like, who is who and what is what? Praying that, Iron Man wasn't a Skrull or Spider-Man wasn't a Skrull. And it came out to be that a lot of people who were there were Skrulls. The Secret Invasion had, far-reaching changes, consequences, that Marvel Comics really, it shifted them, for years to come. It left lasting impacts on major characters, it altered team dynamics, and set the stage for future storylines. It basically, from Secret Invasion, we get the Dark Reign, comic series. And if you have not read Dark Reign, read it. It is dark. It's basically, I wouldn't say this is a spoiler because the comic's been out for like 15 years now. But in the end, Norman Osborn figures out how to take out the Skrull Queen. And in doing so, the President of the United States gives him access to S.H.I.E.L.D. He makes him Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. and says, you're now in charge, rebuild the Avengers. So, Norman Osborn, being Norman Osborn, recruits Moonstone, Daken, who's Wolverine's son, Venom, but he manipulates the symbiote to become more of like the black suit of Spider-Man. Bullseye, dressed as Hawkeye, And even Norman himself becomes the Iron Patriot. Because one thing that, Shield had a lot of was Iron Man's armor suits. Yeah. Because previously, Tony Stark had been head of Shield and was using Shield money to build his armor, suit. So, yeah, they weren't his. They were Shield property. And it even gets to the point where Norman Osborn wants to track down Tony Stark and basically just eradicate him, get the knowledge from him of, basically, I think it's of the arc reactor, but I'm not 100% sure. It's been a while since I've, read this thing. Just kind of the research I was doing for this podcast was like just bringing back memories. That feeling of memories. Yeah, that kind of feeling. But even after that, well, Dark Reign kind of led into Siege. Siege was brutal. It's Norman Osborn and his Dark Avengers wanting to take down New Asgard. And at the time, Asgard, or New Asgard, was a floating city over in, I think it was Oklahoma, I believe. And it was basically, the Dark Avengers and whatever villains Norman can get a hold of versus the Avengers and whoever they can get a hold of. And it was just a weird, wacky comic. Once again, if you haven't read it, read it. And also, this one has a what if version as well. Read that. It is messed up. But, Secret Invasion just, it had such a impact on Marvel. Like I said, it went from Secret Invasion to Dark Reign to Siege. And I believe Siege ended with, of course, Norman being dethroned as, person in charge of, well, Shield director. And I think they set up Steve Rogers as Shield director, or was it Maria Hill? One of the two, I believe. I could be wrong, but I think I'm right. The superheroes were given the ability to take their identities back secret again. The whole reason for Civil War was kind of undone. So even though Civil War happened, it kind of didn't happen anymore. And honestly, the whole Secret Invasion comic story, like the one that it took years to put this together as well. It gives like a blend of like there's suspense because you're not sure who's who. There's twists there. Deadpool's there, and Deadpool's fun in this one. He's a lot of fun. So, if you haven't read Secret Invasion, the comic, do it. You're gonna do yourself a favor. It's drawn very well. The dialogue's great in it, and it's something that I think, most Marvel fans should read. So, if you haven't read it, visit your local comic shop. Go pay them, some homage. Pay them some monies, and get that for yourself. You'll enjoy it. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still on Twitter at Nerd15. Our website is podpage.com/nerd1. Instagram, Nerd One Podcast. And if you don't mind, share the episode. If you loved it, share it with your friends. If you hate it, share it with the enemies. Let's grow this nerddom. But until next time, stay safe out there. Stay hydrated. Please be nice to each other and have yourself a wonderful day. And bye for now.